You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. It is Wednesday, May 6th. Joining me in studio this morning, an astute group of students from Lutheran High School South here in St. Louis, Missouri. Joining me in studio today, we have Mark, Ethan, and Joe. Mark, welcome to His Time.
Hello, Andy.
Good to have you in studio this morning, Mark. Mark, what year are you in school?
I am a junior.
A junior. Very good. So one more year ahead of you, and yes. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel. All right. And also Ethan joining us. Ethan, welcome.
Hi. Happy to be here.
What year are you?
I'm a senior.
A senior. So just what? How many days left?
Couple weeks at most.
Don't even have them counted down yet. And Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
Junior, senior?
I'm a senior.
A senior. Well, congratulations. Do you know how many days are left in the year?
I think there's about eight or so.
Eight days? That's it?
Yeah.
And you guys are missing part of your day to be here with me. So thanks for giving up one of your final days of high school to spend some time with us here on His Time. We rustled this group up together because you guys have been working together on something. FBLA, Future Business Leaders of America. Who wants to tell us about what is FBLA? Ethan, what is FBLA?
FBLA is a group of high school students. There's also a college and a middle school level. Mm-hmm. Across the country, it's a couple hundred thousand strong of students who get together. They train in business tactics, learn how the business world works, and just work on supporting the community and how to be, as the name implies, future business leaders of America.
And so you work you train and study and prepare throughout the whole school year on a specific project?
Number of projects, really, from at least at the Lutheran South chapter. We support the drama program with their fall play and spring musical. We run charity drives throughout the year. We organize school events and things like that.
And Joe, what has been your involvement in FBLA?
Well, I just joined this year. Mark was actually the one who convinced me to join. And so at the beginning of the year, you can go in for the first meeting, and they have various, or our advisor, Mrs. Hempel, has various business owners from the area come in and give a little presentation with some information that she thinks would be valuable for us to have. And so that's, I went in for the first one of those and it was pretty interesting. So I kind of joined in with that. And then eventually the biggest time of the year comes around, which is competition. And so Ethan agreed to do that with me. And that was, when I really started getting involved with it.
Mark, what did you enjoy so much about Future Business Leaders of America that you wanted to invite Joe to join in this year as well?
Well, I honestly knew that he would be great at the technological networking, cybersecurity parts of the business, and I knew of FBLA, and I knew not many people were in those, so I knew he could have a definite shot at state, a definite shot at nationals, and I really wanted him to get in on it. And plus, he's my best friend. I was like, let's do this together instead of just me being an FBLA, by myself. So,
what do you enjoy about FBLA?
Well, I'm the events manager of FBLA, which is one of the five officers we have. And I run the plays and musicals that we have at Lutheran High School South. And pretty much that's really fun for me because I like organizing. I like organizing everything. I like to manage how things get sold. I like managing how we put the tables. And I just really like organizing all the different.
So do you manage the box office then for tickets, or are there tickets for the shows?
Yes, I'm pretty much I'm the manager, and then I have other people do like a good part of it because I work on other parts of the play too. So that's one part. And then another part that I really like is FBLA, or our chapter of FBLA, supports St. Martha's Hall, which is a community for battered women, and they come to us, they say what they need, and we give them what they need. Pretty much this year they needed hoodies and socks, We went out to stores. We got hoodies, socks. We bought stuff for them, and then we gave it to them. And pretty much, they can come to us anytime, and we'll just give them what they need.
So, also giving back to the community, helping a neighbor in need as well, is something that you gain from this that you are able to be a part of through FBLA.
That definitely is one of my favorite parts.
Ethan, what drew you to what are you interested in that made you want to be a part of Future Business Leaders of America?
So I've been in FBLA for all 4 years of my high school career. It initially started as just an activity to do a club. You know, I didn't know a lot about it, but very quickly I found interest in all the presentations and working with charities and all the other projects that we do. I just, you know, had a passion for it. And so it really became one of the defining aspects of my high school career. And so I've stuck with it and I'm happy I have.
Well, very good. And that raises a question for me. How does this fit into your whole education at Lutheran High School South? Why did you come to Lutheran High School South? Why is this an important part of your education, your experience? I'm sure that there are lots of extracurricular activities. I've talked with other students from South as well, and the numerous activities that you have a chance to participate in there. What are the other things that you're involved in at Lutheran High School South, and how does this fit into that education, Joe?
Well, one of the biggest things I'm involved in is the Lutheran South Wind Symphony. And
which you're missing in about 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, that's correct. while that doesn't really have a whole lot to do with FBLA, the fact that we can actually take that as a class rather than an extracurricular makes it really easy to be able to do the two things at the same time. And I know people who are involved in a lot more than I am that still are able to work out the timing and logistics of all that, and it works out. So that's one of the best things about Lutheran South, is that you can be in many, many things at the same. I mean, especially people who participate in sports, which that's not me, but like people who are in sports are still in a lot of different clubs and activities. So I think that's one of the greatest things. So that was one of the things that impressed me most when I was looking for a high school.
Ethan, how about you? How does this fit into your education? What are some of the other things that you're involved in at Lutheran High School South?
Another very big club for me was the mock trial team, where you get to go compete against other schools in the area using a case that was pre-prepared by the Bar Association of the state. And, you know, we have lawyers and witnesses and the whole shebang, really, which is a fun compliment, I would say, to FBLA, just to see different sides of the professional world and explore interests. I really think it has shaped my education at Lutheran South, too, because I've found a passion for business and I've geared my education towards that, taking more business-oriented classes and things. And I'm happy to have the opportunity at Lutheran South to get all this while at a Christ-centered environment. Because I had considered other high schools you know, in the area, whether public or charter. And Lutheran South just was the community for me.
Well said. Well said. Ethan, how does this fit into your education? Mark, how does this fit into your education? What are some other things that you're involved in at Lutheran High School South?
At Lutheran South, I'm involved in the track team. I pole vault. Actually pole vault Afton, but that's just logistics. I'm in the chess club, which I have to kind of skip because of track. What else am I in? I think that's about all. I used to never do any clubs, any sports, and this year I've really just stepped up my game in so many ways, which has helped me improve.
So what are you planning for senior year? All those same events or same activities?
If I have time, I am hoping to be in that and possibly more.
Very good. Very good. We're going to take a quick break and we'll continue the conversation. And we have some congratulations in order as well. We're talking with some young men from Lutheran High School South here in St. Louis, recently participated in a competition with Future Business Leaders of America. Stick around for more His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Bye. Book lovers can rejoice. You don't need to wait until November for the CPH Warehouse Sale. That's right. You can restock your bookshelves with great books and resources from Concordia Publishing House. It's their spring online warehouse sale. For information, you can visit cph.org. It's going on for 2 days. You'll save big on books and Bibles and children's books and much more at the CPH Spring Online Warehouse Sale. It's going on right now, May 5th and also May 6th at cph.org. Visit them again for information. cph.org.
This year, KFUO Radio is celebrating 90 years of broadcast excellence in St. Louis and around the world on the World Wide Web. I'm Pastor Scott Murray of Memorial Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas. I'm here to encourage you to become a day sponsor in this exciting anniversary year. My wife and I sponsored a day on our 31st wedding anniversary in October. As a day sponsor, you get to tell a worldwide audience the reason for your joy in the Lord Jesus, giving thanks for all that He has done. And as a day sponsor, you're supporting great programming like Reformation Rush Hour and Book Talk. Where else are you going to hear such solid Lutheran programming? There are so many things for which to give thanks and celebrate by being a day sponsor of Worldwide KFUO Radio. You should call today.
This is Mary Schmidt. To be a day sponsor, call me 314-996-1518.
While Pastor Wes Reimnitz normally is with us for Ruminations Thursday, he is traveling through St. Louis for our next Law and Gospel, which will therefore be a Ruminations Wednesday. And he will be live with us in the studio, so you'll have the opportunity to phone him.
Weekday mornings beginning at 9:30 on KFUO.
You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. It is Wednesday, May 6th, 7:43 Central Time. Today we are talking with Mark, Ethan, and Joe from Lutheran High School South. These gentlemen recently participated in a competition with Future Business Leaders of America representing Lutheran High School South. Gentlemen, how long did you prepare for this competition?
I'd say that at least for Joe and I, when we did our network design competition, there was at least several weeks of preparation in advance from taking an online portion of the competition, as well as research and just preparing tactics for when we go in and do our actual competitive event.
And what is the nature of the competitive event? What are you preparing to do when you you said there's an online portion, but I gather there's also a presentation of some kind?
Yes.
At the competition in person.
The online portion is just a knowledge base, you know, understanding that, you know, do you know what you're talking about? But the actual competition portion is a very intensive half hour, I would say, where you are given a problem to solve around network design, obviously. And it's usually a small business owner would like to solve whatever issue. You get 20 minutes to prepare a 5 to 7 minute presentation and go in, and you have the one shot to do the presentation right then.
And Joe, how did the presentation go?
I felt like it went quite well. I actually think Ethan and I are pretty good at presenting together. So, I mean, within the 20 minutes, we were able to figure out what we wanted to say well enough that it, you know, we got it across pretty good. There were some, you know, ums and ahs, but it went all right. So.
Now, and Mark, what is your role then? You're stepping in, right, for this summer?
Yes, I am. Since Ethan is going to be out of state, out of country, I will be taking his place, and hopefully I'll be able to imitate or do a similar job of his presentation skills and networking skills. I think I can do it. I'm reading up on it right now. I'm reading a networking book, preparing for it, plenty ahead since we have a couple months.
Great. And the reason that Mark is preparing is because you did so well at the last competition, which was what? Was that regional?
It was the state leadership conference.
The state. And how many were competing in that? How many teams?
So they allowed 8 teams to compete actually at the event, but there were a total of 100 teams across the state who were vying for those 8 spots.
Wow. And how'd you do?
We did pretty well, placed first.
Congratulations. That is outstanding. So then what are you going on to next from here? Is this national?
Yes, it'll be the National Leadership Conference, which will be in Chicago this year.
Wow, very good. And when's that coming up?
It'll be late June.
Late June. So you guys, so Joe and Mark are headed to Chicago this summer in June.
Yes.
To present. Yeah. And then, so the national, wow, that's outstanding. That'll be, I'm sure, do you feel the pressure?
Yeah. Yes. You know, a little bit. I'm sure it'll increase as we get closer.
Well, outstanding. Congratulations on doing so well at state and then making it onto national. This is just exciting, I'm sure, not only for you, but also for your fellow classmates at Lutheran High School South, that you'll be representing Lutheran South at this competition, that you've done so well so far and ready to go on to nationals. That's very exciting. How do you think this experience is preparing you for life after high school? How do you think this experience, your involvement in Future Business Leaders of America, how, and you already explained to, I think, quite a bit of how it fits into your education at Lutheran High School South. How does all of this fit together and prepare you for life after high school? We'll start with Joe.
Okay. I think that FBLA, compared to the things we learn in classes and at school, is a lot more practical, mm-hmm. or well, not necessarily practical, but just immediately applicable to real life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just because there's so much more to it than the actual presentations. It's all about, you know, business composure and all those things and, mm-hmm. you know, kind of getting used to what it's going to be like if you are working in a business environment. And I think all three of us here are interested in going into business after high school and college. So it's definitely useful just to, you know, have that experience before you have to do it for real.
Mark, as a junior, how do you think this this experience in FBLA and your education at Lutheran South is preparing you for life after high school?
Well, being one of the officers, it's preparing me to be a leader, because
mm-hmm.
I've always been somewhat of a leader, and being an events manager, I've had to lead people and manage them through the different events that we have hosted or done. So my leadership skills have increased, I believe, and then hopefully next year they will continue to, if I'm going to run for president of the FBLA, so hopefully they'll keep increasing with that. I also think that all the events I've done have taught me something about mm-hmm. about my life and what I'm going to have to do in my life. Like business presentation was the event that I did, and I learned all about, me and two other people learned all about identity theft and how to protect yourself from it. And I mean, I knew nothing about that, but now I do. So
some things that are very, as Joe said, very applicable now and in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan, how is this preparing you for life after high school?
I'd say there's definitely a lot of, as Joe said, immediately applicable knowledge. Mm-hmm. I'll be majoring in business management next year, so this is obviously right up my alley of skills to learn. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely the immediate career side, but being in the organization has also given me life skills that could be applied to many other areas of life, really. Whether it's just good presentation and speaking skills, I have got a chance to work with various teams of people of different sizes, from the entire organization's over 50 members at Lutheran High School South. So there's that. I've worked with smaller teams on various things, working with groups, and then just a sense of community and giving back that we always partner with a charity every year.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very important, at least to me.
So the focus isn't all on your success and the competition, but being well-rounded and certainly giving back and serving in the community, helping a neighbor. That's great.
Certainly.
Well, you all mentioned, I think at some point, Sherry, something about this real-world experience being the knowledge that you gain is readily applicable, that you can use it now and in the future. And you talked about just the composure when presenting or in a having a conversation and or an interview. Do you think that this has prepared you for even for future job interviews or even, you know, job interviews that not so distant future? Do you think that, this gives you kind of the upper hand when applying for jobs and interviewing for jobs? Mark, you're shaking your head. Yes.
Yeah, for surely, because one of the last at the state conference, we had a full presentation on given to us about how to act on a job interview, how to dress, mm-hmm. how to do everything. Always just dress the best you can, no matter, even if you're applying at McDonald's. And then another thing is there's an event called Job Interview, and that's exactly what it is. They mm-hmm. interview you for a job, tell you how you did, they give you your grade sheet, and I mean, mm-hmm. Doing that just shows you how a job interview works. It shows you how a job interview, how to pass in job interview, shows you how to be pretty much the best at taking a job interview as you can be. So I think it definitely prepares you for that.
All right, here's job interview question number one. Black shoes, what color belt?
You gotta go black leather belt too. Gotta keep it even.
I'm just teasing. That's not the most important question.
Gotta keep it even.
That would be the question that my wife would probably ask. So. Well, gentlemen, I know that you are certainly well on your way. It sounds like this has been a great experience for you. For those students who have not, how many students participate in FBLA at Lutheran South? Any idea how many are involved?
I think we had about 60 registered, and it's a little mm-hmm. There's some fluctuation in how many come on each meeting we have, but I think we've got about 50 to 60 registered.
Wow. Overall, about 10% of the student body is actively involved in this organization.
And some, I'm sure, much like you, are considering maybe a future career in business. Some are involved for some other interest. Maybe they want to participate in helping the theater events, or maybe they want to help out with the charity event, or some just love the competition. Well, you gentlemen sound like you've enjoyed it thoroughly, and I know that you guys, Joe and Ethan, are well on your way to life after high school. Ethan, you mentioned that you're planning on studying business management next year. What are your plans? Where are you headed?
I'll be headed to the University of Central Missouri, which is the mm-hmm. unheard of public university in the state.
I know where that is. I'm familiar with it. So.
Oh.
Very well, good. Congratulations. That's very exciting. Joe, plans for next year?
Yeah, I'm headed to Cornell College, not to be confused with Cornell University. Mm-hmm. It's located in Mount Vernon, Iowa, and I'm planning on majoring in computer science.
Congratulations. That's very exciting for both of you, I'm sure. And I know you'll take a little bit of Lutheran South, probably quite a bit of Lutheran South when you go there. What do you think you're going to miss most about your education at Lutheran South as graduating seniors, Joe?
I think what Lutheran South is going to be very different than pretty much any college you could go to is like the closeness of the community. Mm-hmm. Our teachers who, you know, you can get along with teachers anywhere, but there's teachers who I feel like are my friends at Lutheran South. And I don't think you're going to find that I'm not going to find that in college. I mean, Cornell College is a very, you know, their professors seem very great, but I don't think the community is going to be quite the same, and that's really what I like a lot about Lutheran South.
Ethan, what do you think you'll miss most about Lutheran South next year?
I think it's very similar to what Joe said, is the sense of community that we have at Lutheran South. We're a school of 550 students, and so you get a really good balance with the teachers, and everyone's very close-knit and friends with each other. You definitely see God work his way into the community as well. We really just have people who care and look out for each other, whether it's, you know, through the tutoring programs that any student can take advantage of if they need to just simply daily service for one another. Mm-hmm. And I think I'll miss that the most, simply because it's not very easy to replicate mm-hmm. that sense of community there.
With senior year ahead of you, Mark, what are you looking forward to next year at Lutheran High School South?
I honestly, I am I don't know.
Speechless.
Yeah. This year flew by, and I mean, personally, it's my best year yet, just with all the stuff I've been doing and just everything about it. It's been my best year yet compared to my freshman and sophomore year, so hopefully it'll just keep getting better, and senior year will be my greatest year yet. I mean, that's all I can hope.
In terms of FBLA, do you have more teammates like these guys in the wings ready to step up to the competition and represent Lutheran High School South next year?
Yes, I do, and hopefully next year we'll have a big batch of freshmen. I'll recruit as many as I can to our forces.
All right, with just a little bit of time, we just have about a minute or two left here. Who would you like to thank? You mentioned your advisor for FBLA earlier. Who are some of the teachers and faculty and staff at Lutheran High School South that you'd like to thank or that you just want to give a shout out to this morning? I know you're also missing Wind Symphony, so we have to apologize to your director for Wind Symphony as well.
Right. Well, Mrs. Hample, first and foremost, definitely, who I mentioned before, she was responsible for like organizing everything, making sure we got to the competitions, registering us, and you know, all the logistics of it, getting us there and back. She rented a car and took us down there. So she has been just great about the whole thing, and she's, you know, super smart. And
that's great when you have super smart teachers.
Yeah, absolutely. She is just so good at everything involved in this.
Yeah.
And she's definitely the right person for the job, and she's been...
Well, thanks be to God great. For Mrs. Hemple.
Yes,
and her leadership for you.
I would have to probably thank like my English teachers for giving me the skills of, you know, working with words and presentation skills, you know, beyond what I would normally have. And so, you know, we have Mr. Reck and Mr. Stell are some of our teachers at Lutheran South, and all very skilled people, and happy to have, you know, been with them to just get better language skills, which helps in the presentation aspect of FBLA. So it's definitely that.
Mark, with just a few seconds left, any shout outs, any thanks you want to give this morning?
One to Miss Hemple and one to Mr. Gilbert. I have skipped so much seminar of his seminar, and just thanks that he always lets me go.
Thank you, gentlemen, for being here today. We have Mark, Joe, and Ethan from Lutheran High School South. Thanks for being our guest on His Time today.
Thank you for having us.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading.